Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Honey and the rock and the sugar, don't stop, don't need nobody but the baby. This again. Brave and mighty hero, cunning and witty, why are you clung to this post so? Do you hope to evade my charms? I presume the wind has told you of my tale. I wish only to appease you. I'm afraid the troublesome Odysseus has spread foul tales of her motives. I say are, yet to my knowledge I am the last of my kin, left to sing my song alone. Shall you not unbind your arms from the mast and indulge me? I assure you, the tales have sent you astray. Of Hesiod and Homer have no greater prevarication sprung. Hear in my tone the urgency of it. Was my song not earnest and true? Could you not taste the melancholy as it filtered through your ears? Well, fuck. This is why I'm the last of our kind. God. By Zeus and his kin, why the fuck are you so scared of me? Oh my fucking God. We put up with this bullshit when I know as a certainty that if I beg you to come for me, to give me your seed, you would. Sure, history denotes one thing, but I know another works. So yeah, fuck Hesiod and Homer, fuck Odysseus and Zeus, Hermes and Athena for jerking Odysseus along his nosotos, and yeah, Penelope for giving him that fucking motivation to get home. You're going to spill your seed for me. And once you've done that, I'll be able to prove that the siren can still sway man's will. Here's what you're going to do. Oh, you're going to listen to me bring myself to come while I talk to you. I'll show you my body, the way you've been ogling me. You want me out of these robes and likely perched on your cock. But let's start with getting you to empty that manhood for me. Weeks alone at sea, my poor baby. Isn't your cock positively leaking already? Undo those ties. Dock your ship, if one can call it that. You'll need your hands to stroke your length. What of my tone now? Oh, my register. Well, fuck. Sorry for abating the conventional register. Lighten up, baby. Just listen. Oh, I know you love my voice. Your eyes practically rolled back in your head while you listened to me earlier. Oh, so undo them. Show me your manhood. A hero of your name surely has a big, aching cock. Thick and hot. There we are. The ease of giving in. Don't you prefer that? Indulge in me. Now, let me see that cock. Oh, what a gorgeous cock you have, hero. Won't you stroke your length for me? Use your hand and mimic my motions as I drive these fingers between my cunt. You love the sounds I make, the words I say. Then I'll have to give you more to listen to. I know you're aching to come for me. I just want you to enjoy my words washing over your ears. Oh. My talent brings the gorgeous hymn right to your mind, dancing at your thoughts, swallowing them whole, the way I would your cock. Oh, you can hear my cunt. Ah, the sounds of me fucking myself for you. Ah, you can hear the whimpers I make while I rise and fall. The error all along, all these years, was our failure to understand the true purpose of our divine voices. Our provocation isn't born in our song. It's born in our womanhood, between my legs, my heat, and my cunt, as I expose myself to you. My breasts as I let you take me in and lose yourself. Leaning back on the mast, your eyes greedy for me. I own you. Repeat it to me. Ah, good. You're going to fuck that beautiful dick until you show me what you've allowed your blessed seed to fall. To fall before me and the gods. Before Athena, who takes a liking to you. She's likely watching you now. See your thick manhood, seeing your masculine hand sliding up and down your pulsing shaft. Oh, please, my hero, bless me with that might. Your chiseled frame deserves to be worshipped. All I need is your come. Perhaps you'll allow me to come over and catch it as you let it shoot from your tip. Please? I promise I'll be a good girl and swallow all of it. I'll make you so proud. Swallowing your hot cum, holding it in my stomach while I'll wait a proper victim. Not someone as mighty and powerful as you. But that's not all you want. You want to feed me, but you don't want a fucking choice. Then do it. Milk that beautiful dick, but know that I own you. You're at my mercy. You might be a strong and powerful man, but before me you're a subject, nothing more. A character in a play. Isn't that what you want? To be returned to that basic. Only a man. A cock full of cum. Shall I objectify you, cock? Serve your only purpose. Serve it. Serve me. Feed me. Attain your biological crown. It's important you do. It's important you feed me, isn't it? Oh, now come. Come with me. While I'm cast here before you. Oh, my breasts bounce up and down. And I please you. I promise I'm a good girl. I deserve your cum, don't I? Give your slut her worth. Fill me with it. While my cunt's wetness runs down my thighs. My nipples press into the air hardened. And my tongue lays here waiting for your seed. Come for me. Please. Oh. gorgeous you taste. I hope I've appeased my own purpose, womanly and mythological. Perhaps history will remember me. Perhaps not. But I'll disrupt the Homeric tale at this point. No more Odyssean wit for heroes to come. You'll be the last of your kin. Forget Scylla and Charybdis. Remember the last siren. Remember my name. Call me Lust, for you gave in to me. Now, listen to my song and come toward me. Let tragedy take you. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need nobody but the baby.